D-I-V-O-R-C-E. What does that spell out to you? Divorce, of course. Oh, excuse me for my shit poetry there, but I do have a story to tell about an experience I just had after I had divorced from that nasty ex-husband of mine. But what did I do? I did something rather stupid, and that was to go back to my hometown and set up business. But it wasn't just any business. In the interim period between the separation and the divorce, I had discovered BDSM. And I had discovered I had a perfect voice for femdom activities. And so, I started exploring that. And yes, well, the words that came into my head were just as effective when physically played out as many men could attest to. And I wondered, should I prostitute myself out this way? Well, prostitution was of course legal where I am. It's not always legal in all parts of the world, but hey, this is New Zealand. We allow it here. But my town was a place of, well, NIMBY type of activity, not my backyard kind of stuff. There's a lot of hoo-haing over brothels in town, but hey, people have needs. Sexual services would be one of them. But who in their right mind would want to go back to a relatively small town in New Zealand? Well, city, technically, but still. When there's a high chance of bumping into somebody you know. And that's exactly what happened to me. I'd been back in my town for 3 months. I'd set up business. And well, I was doing a roaring trade. And I was surprised I hadn't known any of my clients in a previous life. Perhaps my town had changed a lot and it had. There were a lot of new buildings, a lot of new things just in general. I mean, and it had changed so much in the time I'd left, I barely recognised it, and I felt sad about that. But, I actually withdrew from the business after the last client I had. So I wasn't in business for long, only 3 months. Was I rattled that much? Of course I was. But it was a good rattling. But anyhow, shall we set the scene? Yes, it was afternoon. Afternoons don't tend to be busy. And I had received a booking from somebody called Jared. For some reason that name kind of triggered an alarm bell in my head. And I was thinking, do I know this Jared guy? Perhaps I do. Maybe I don't. Anyhow, he'd given his age over the phone and he was just a bit younger than I was. He gave a vague description of his appearance. So when he turned up, I looked at him curiously and he noticed. Oh my gosh, I recognise you. Yes, those alarm bells were definitely ringing very loudly. Do you now? Where do you think you might know me from? Because I've just taken a good look at you and I think I know where I know you from. Where do you know me from? Well. Well, I'll be damned. You're Mrs. Leishman, aren't you? In a former life I was. I'm not married anymore. I'm back to my maiden name, which is Cox, oddly enough. So you're Jared Harrison. You're the guy I used to babysit. Gee, how long ago was it now? It's probably been 15 years since I last saw you, Miss Cox. That's Mistress Cox to you, pet. I'm sorry, Mistress. Don't be. Yes, it was about 15 years ago, and like I said, I'm not that much older than you, and I was a teenage girl. You would have been about, aged 8 or 9. I used to babysit you and your younger sister, Louisa. And you were, to put it not so lightly, you were just a fucking little shit. You used to drive me up the wall. You were loud, you were noisy, you used to pick on your sister all the time. And when your parents used to come back, I used to always have to give them this glowing report on your behaviour because, hey, I didn't want them to blame me for your misbehaviour. Oh, well, I'm sorry I caused you a lot of grief, Mistress. Don't be sorry. Can't be sorry if you're here. You're obviously requiring some kind of service of some sort. Are we looking to be punished? Are we looking to be abused in some way? You know you'll have to cough up for that. I don't come cheaply. I don't know what I want. Well, I very well can't do anything for you unless we discuss beforehand how the scene should go forward. You ever done BDSM before, Jared? No. Cornerstones of BDSM, you discuss the scene beforehand. Just so I know what you like, what your hard limits are, as in the things you will not touch, your soft limits, the stuff that you might, you know, have some movement on. We discuss things such as our safe words, and I would discuss things such as aftercare, which is what happens if you do call the safe word. Do we have a safe word? Yes, we do. You can say piano as your safe word, because today I don't think I'm going to gag you somehow. You're new to this, I don't want to scare you too much. But, is there anything you don't want me to do? Don't cause me too much pain, Mistress. That can be easily done, actually. Well, I will take payment now. I'll just write the amounts here on this piece of paper. Give me a moment. Here's my pen. Oh, there we go. How does that figure sound to you? Well, put this way, I'll be eating 2-minute noodles for the next 2 weeks. Things we do for sexual pleasure, Jared. And to think I used to babysit you. My, how things change. Take the clothes off. Take all your clothes off. Come on. I want to see what that body of yours looks like. Who knew you would grow up to be such a hot piece of ass? How big's that cock? Eight and a half inches. I can see you don't have a problem with arousal. So your cock's gone all hard for me. Hard in anticipation of what I may or may not do. I know what I want to do. Bend over. Well, there he was. Yes, Jared Harrison was a child who belonged to a family that lived on my street when I was growing up. And as a teenage girl, I did used to babysit him and his younger sister. And yes, he was a little shit. And he used to tease me and he used to hide from me. Well, he couldn't hide from me now. There he was, completely naked. And I was almost too scared to do anything too sinister. But he did as I asked. He did bend over for me. And I thought, how about we handcuff those hands together? Can't have you touching yourself. That's better. All that body of yours, Jared. Fuck me, Jesus. You work out or something? No, I'm just well built. I can tell you're well built. You don't have a problem with having such a hard cock, do we? Yes, look at that cock of yours, it's all stiff. You like being talked down to, don't you? You miserable piece of filth. You dirty little slut, what are you doing in my office? Seeking perverted sexual pleasure. Oh, heaven forbid if I was babysitting you when you were just a bit older, you know, 17, maybe 18 years of age. Were you still living at home then? Yes. God, if I had been at your house when you were 18 years of age, your mother would have had me hung, drawn and quartered. Your father, on the other hand, well, we won't go there. Forget a raging hard-on for me for years, much like you do now. Raging hard-on, look at it. All that big long cock, it's wondering what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop touching you right now. Mistress. Ooh. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that absolute peach of an ass. It's an ass that deserves to be a bit of shade of, better shade of pink than that. Come on. Oh, look at that. That ass is going nice and pink for me. You deserve to be punished. You deserve to be spanked. God, you deserve so many spankings for all that grief you gave me, Jared. You shit. Fuck you. You okay there, pet? How are we feeling, pet? You're making me horny, mistress. Good. I'm not quite sure what to do with you, actually. Do you know what I do for some of my clients? I've been known to torture their cock and balls using rope. Tie a rope up fairly tightly around their precious man bits. I've slipped metal rods into their cocks. It's a little act called sounding. I'm not about to do that to you, though. That actually incurs quite a high fee. And, well, I've trampled on balls with high heels before. I've done all sorts of disgusting things. And I could have peed on you, but I'm not going to. You can feel that? I'm feeling rather horny, I think. Oh. Yeah, you have a good old snuff of that cunt of wine. Oh, I know you want to eat it so badly, but you're not going to. I may just leave you for just a while. I do need to get myself ready. You know what? I walked away from that scenario and not exactly sure what I was going to do. In fact, I didn't want to scare the living daylights out of the poor guy, even though it sounded like a lot of fun breaking in this BDSM virginity of his. He hadn't done any of this sort of thing before, and I could tell. He didn't know what aftercare was. He didn't know what safe words were. He didn't realize you had to discuss a scene beforehand. And you know what? Ever since that shitty 50 Shades of Grey book came out, there's so many wannabes out there that don't realize that these things are important, and I knew they were important. But anyhow, I returned to my boudoir and kitted myself up. What was I kitting myself up with? I opened the cupboard and it creaked, and I hoped he wouldn't notice. Ah, there we go. We'll slip one leg into there, one leg into the other side. Let's just adjust these straps, shall we? Ah, there's a clue to what I'm doing. That word strap. Ooh. Yes, we want that harness to be tight around my ass. Good dildo selection too, actually. Which one? Oh, that one. We'll go for the little baby one, the little 5-incher. Oh, I wish I could fucking punish his ass, but I'm not going to do it today. Not today. Oh, pet. Yes, mistress. Come in here. He turned around, and there it was. This cock was amazing, and it was dripping pre-cum like there was no tomorrow. Suck my cock, pet. There he was. He got down on his hands and knees and took this rubber member into his mouth. And I've never seen such voracious sucking of a rubber dick in all my life. I thought it was rather delicious, and it kind of made me wish I was actually a man. It would be nice to experience that feeling of, well, blood rushing into a cock and making it rather stiff and hard and, ooh, making an oozy mess, much like he was. But there he was, slobbering away with all the spit going over as his tongue was doing all these figure eights around this dick of mine. And, he looked up at me like a good pet would. There was a twinkle in his eyes. He was enjoying this, and I was pleased about that. But I suddenly pulled out of his mouth, and the next thing you know, I went across his face. Well, mistress, what was that for? I didn't want you to enjoy that too much. Well, bend over, boyfriend. All I could see was this pristine ass that had never been touched before. And I had to ask the question. Pet, have you had anything up your ass before? I have. I've used a lot of toys in my ass. I enjoy it. Well, good, so this won't come as a shock to you then, will it? Oh, this cold gel. Liquid, silky, slicky, slavering stuff. Ooh. arsehole of yours is rather excited at the prospect of meeting my dick. Ooh. Feel your muscles pulsating on my finger. Make that two fingers, shall we? Cheeky. Actually, I want you to get up, turn around, lay on your back. Good boy. Good boy, good boy, good boy. That's exactly what I want. How about I continue to lube up this hand, because there's something I'd like to see how far we can stretch it, actually. Do you like big things in your ass? Yes, mistress. It was amazing. And I watched as my one finger became two, became three, became four. Eventually I had five fingers in his ass in a weird convoluted shape that was starting to hurt. And the next thing I know, my fist disappeared up his ass. I will never forget how tight it felt around my wrist. And how he let out this loud noise, and at first I thought I had injured him. But no, he was in this pool of ecstasy that he didn't want to escape from. So there I was with a fist in his ass and his cock in my hand. Just the very slowest of strokes, and being careful to squeeze the top of his cock just to stop him from coming. I removed my hand and slowly edged my dildo into him. Pet. Fuck your ass, pet. Fuck you. Oh. Rubbing on my clit really nicely. Oh, let's pound this ass, shall we? Hear the sound of those thighs slapping on my thighs. Oh yes, you're enjoying it, I know you are. You're not saying anything. Oh, we've got you. Caught you by the tongue, haven't we? Oh, you like sucking on those fingers. Good boy. Cock in hand, soft and, well, not soft, but you know what I mean, you're kind of squishy and wet. I don't think I can be harsh to you today, but I do want you to come for me. I want you to come really hard for me, and I want you to think about all those times that you were a fucking little brat when you were younger, okay? Good boy, come on. Let's jerk you off. Those long, slow strokes of that hard cock. Oh, you want that cock in my pussy, I know you do. Well, you're going to have to make another booking to come and see me if you want to do that. Or maybe not. Maybe I should come to your house. How would you like it if I came to your house in the middle of the night, knocked on the door, and asked, ooh, can I borrow a cup full of sugar? And a cupful of sugar would be code for, well, get into your bedroom, get your clothes off. I want to see that dick hard, and I want to see that dick in me, and I want you to fuck me hard. Fuck me like the little slut that I am. Oh, you've been fantasizing about me for years, I know it. And I knew it all along. Jesus Christ, your father wanted a piece of me too, but let's not think about that. Oh, Oh, yes, it's exciting. You know it is. Oh, this feels good, doesn't it? Who knew you had this in you, pet? Like a big cock in your ass, don't you? Do you like the fact that I've got this fat cock shoved up your ass? You do, don't you? Fucking ass slut. Good boy, good boy, good boy. Come on, come in and come on. You've got to come for me. I want to see you shoot that cum everywhere. Yes, here it comes. Oh, look at that. Actually, open wide. Oh, do you like the taste of your own cum? Mistress. Sometimes when I jack off, I do taste my own cum. I like it. You're fucking filthier than I thought. Cum covered hands. You're licking those hands up. God, you're disgusting sometimes. Get up. This eerie silence filled the room at that moment. Yes, he got up. He showered. He got dressed and he left. And I was left dumbfounded and confused by what had just happened. It wasn't all that strange to see him as a grown-up man wanting kinky, dirty things, but it was another thing to be doing this in my hometown. And suddenly this wave of guilt had overcome me, but then I thought, well, I could have been a lot harsher. I could have sounded his cock. I could have kicked him in the balls. Could have shoved a high heel up his ass for liking. But no, maybe there'd be another time. Was there to be another time? Well, yeah, actually. Would you believe it? He actually lives next door to me. Instead of living next door to Alice, as the song would sing, he's living next door to me. Yes, me. Danielle Cox is my name. And thank you for listening to the last experience I had as a BDSM femdom. Because after that, hey, I quit. Now I can play with them all I like.